Today we're here with Amar, who came from Australia to Germany today. So first question, why did you go to Australia in the first place?
Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. I was working as a software engineer in Pakistan and I was qualified as a skilled immigrant. So I applied for the Australian immigration in 2012. It took me a year, and then I got permanent residence in Australia and then moved in 2014 to Australia.
Okay. How is the situation with the fires in Australia?
To start with, it was very terrible. It was almost across all the coastline of Australia, starting from Queensland to New South Wales to Victoria. And it kind of connected all the forests. It kind of destroyed kind of half a billion animals, wildlife in Australia, and it was kind of growing very fast. But during the last few months, there have been rain, and kind of slowing down now.
In what way have you been affected by the fires?
Yeah, so see, I live in a major city in Australia, which is Sydney, and Sydney was pretty much affected with the fires. And because we commute to the work on a daily basis. And the air quality was really bad because of the fires. So there were instances in fact, there were many days where we had to stay home. And it was instructed by the government to the employers that they can advise their employees not to travel to the city because the air quality was so bad. People are having some lung issues. And there were difficulties breathing during that time. And that was one of the effects of the fires.
How do you feel about the fires? Were you scared or
scared in a way that it was not good for the nation because we live in the same community where everybody else is living. It doesn't matter if we are immigrants; we are part of the community. So it kind of hurts, and as well as it gives you a motivation to contribute in some way or the other. So yeah, so it affected all of us. It doesn't matter if you're a student in Australia or working in Australia, or you are the Australian citizen. It affected everyone.
How does the rest of your population feel about the fires? Are they doing much about them, or what is happening?
The community in Australia is there's a culture in Australia of mateship where everyone actually cares about the other. So the community has come together in these difficult times, especially the fire brigade department, which is a New South Wales fire, which is a state in Australia, or Victoria fires. They're all volunteers. Majority of them are volunteers. So they contributed as they could. And the community itself, they gathered and contributed towards protecting their houses as well as communities. But it has been a very difficult situation in Australia in the last few months.
How do you feel about how the government is dealing with the situation? Are you content with how they are dealing?
I think, as in my personal view, government has done what they could have done. There could have been complaints. There can be different opinions. But as far as government, they could have done, they have done. And they have gone to the extent to protect the community. Yeah, so yeah, the volume of the fires was too huge. Australia hasn't seen anything like this in the past. So whatever it presented to the community, government kind of contributed at their maximum, I think.
Do you think there's something that we can do here in Germany or in Europe to help?
I think, yeah, definitely. In the recent past, during the fires, Canadian firefighters, they came over. U.S. firefighters came over. There were three firefighters who are actually flying a jet to protect the communities from the fire. Their plane crashed. Three of them died. So the community world over has contributed a lot. At this point in time, it's more of a recovery phase at the moment. I will suggest if they can contribute or kind of donate any firefighting campaigns that are going on. It will definitely help the community, especially Red Cross campaigns are going on at the moment. If the communities around in the Europe can help with that, donate as much as they can, yeah, it's definitely going to help.
And for our other topic, what does the Ahmadiyya community do in Australia?
It's similar to what community does in Germany specifically, or in Europe, or worldwide in general. We have a proper comprehensive community structure in Australia, like we have in Germany as well. And as far as our personal aspect of community is concerned, we have that structure in place. Youth participate in our local programs as well as they contribute to the community. But as a community, as an Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Australia, we have been participating and contributing towards the community, like participating in Red Cross campaigns as well as Clean Up Australia campaigns in Australia. Ahmadiyya Muslim community overall in Australia has been the biggest contributor in Red Cross as well as in Clean Up Australia Day, where everybody actually goes out and they clean up Australian streets. So Ahmadiyya Muslim community has been contributing a lot financially as well as by providing the volunteers in Australia.
And what does that mean for you? What are you doing for them?
It gives you a feeling of satisfaction that you have been able to, you know, contribute towards the community. As part of Ahmadiyya Muslim community, you are representing the community, but you're helping the Australian community in general. So it gives you a big, big satisfaction. Yeah, and as far as our mosques in Australia go, we have open doors for everyone in the community. People, they can come anytime in the mosque. They can visit and they can offer whatever they want to offer. They can do their own prayers. So mosques are open. They visit us. So it's a very open community, and most of the people know about us. And we're trying to contribute towards the community in whatever capacity we can.
Is there something you want to tell our listeners?
Coming from Australia, I just came directly from the airport. Pray for Australia. Australia needs that. And I'll definitely would like to, spend some time in Germany and hopefully have some good time.
Do you have any questions as well?
No, I'm all done.
Okay, then thank you for your time here.
No worries. And thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much.